Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Old Fashioned Football on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, sir. Deal.
Old Fashioned Football.
Welcome to Old Fashioned Football. My name is Justin. You can find me on Twitter at JMarkFootball, and we're going to be breaking down the AFC East. But before we get started, got to bring in my co-host for the pod and my co-host in life. You can find her on Twitter at JMarkSwife. You can call her Murr. Murr, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Coming off of a very fun, long weekend. I'm exhausted, though.
Yes.
I don't know if I can sleep long enough to catch up on the sleep that I feel that I need.
We have been very busy, that's mm-hmm. for certain. And we had the nieces and nephew, so three young kids running around. Wears you out quickly.
A lot of house projects.
Yes, a lot of outside time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, the sun wears you out, the wind wears you out. And we just ate some ribs, which wears me out. So just saying, that wears me out too. But anyways, yeah, we're going to be talking about the AFC East today. We're doing our division previews where we're going through each division and kind of giving a fantasy football preview, right?
Right. And with the AFC East, that's, of course, the Dolphins, Bills, the Patriots, and the Jets.
And just a reminder, we have already done the NFC North, the AFC South, the NFC South.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know you're like, well, you're jumping in kind of a weird order. It's based off of our guests, which we mm-hmm. have one on Thursday.
We do. We're bringing you another week where we're not going to be drinking whiskey during this episode, unfortunately. We will just be giving you the division breakdown and then providing you with another episode of Old Fashioned Football this week with an interview with a distiller from
Keeper's Heart.
Yes.
Right in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So not, I mean, I don't remember how far. What is that, like 5 hours?
Four.
4 hours from us. So not mm-hmm. too bad. No, that's going to be a lot of fun. The distiller is Kate Douglas. She is a Dolphins fan and a fantasy football player.
So, of course, we have to talk about the AFC East this week.
Yep, absolutely.
Before we get started, Justin.
Yeah.
There is some NFL news that I thought we needed to cover.
And before you get started on that, I noticed you said we are not drinking whiskey, unfortunately. We could still drink some whiskey. I mean, that doesn't mean we can't.
Well, we're not.
We're
because
not
Because
right
we're
now.
Already. I feel like I'm tired enough.
The whiskey's
you
put
add
you
whiskey
asleep.
To this, and I will be sleeping before we get through the podcast.
Fair enough. Anyways, go on with your NFL news.
Yes. DeAndre Hopkins was released.
Yeah.
We don't know where he'll land, but in a recent interview, he was talking and said that he would like to play with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Bills can bring him in, but they are one of the teams that is rumored that he could go to. And I don't know if it's because of that interview or if the rumors were before that. They are also talking about the Chiefs, and I've heard the Jets are another possible landing spot.
See, I don't know why he would want to play on the Jets.
There's a lot of... So I saw that rumor, and I started looking at it, and there's a lot of sources that are talking about that rumor.
Right. No, I get it. It's just I don't think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender, and I feel like at this point of his in his career with the injury history, like he needs to go to a Super Bowl contender.
It's not going to be the Jets. Sorry, Jets fans.
He's a top wide receiver. Absolutely a top wide receiver. I know he has not been a top fantasy football wide receiver, but the injury bug has hit him over and over.
Yeah, but he's still got, I mean, he's a talented wide receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Allen, that would murky some stuff. We're going to talk about the wide receivers there. That would make them a little less valued, I think.
And we already, the Chiefs, if he goes to the Chiefs, like, how many wide receivers are they going to have that are talented? I mean, it's great for the Chiefs, right. But.
Yeah, and good for Patrick Mahomes, who spreads the ball around. But it does,
I think, I just drafted a Chiefs wide receiver in a dynasty.
Yeah, your first true dynasty league.
It is. And after I did it, because I was like.
Over a team.
Yeah.
They call those orphan teams. I don't know if you knew
that. They call them what?
Orphan teams.
Oh, orphan teams.
It was orphaned, yeah. And
I was a little bummed by this team once I saw the roster. But I started thinking about it, and I see potential in it, and there are some exciting players. I've never done a true dynasty. We're getting way off topic here.
That's all right.
I've never done a true dynasty. Always keeper. But I am overwhelmed by the amount of roster spots.
This one does have a lot. Not all of them have that much.
What do we do with that? How many were there?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but there were a lot of bench spots.
A lot. And I saw a name or two I didn't recognize. I'm going to just say that. So I feel like I have a lot of cleanup, or I need to figure out like why they're on there. Or were they rookies that were drafted and didn't do anything?
There's a little bit of that. There's a little bit of you pick up a guy thinking, well, maybe next year he's going to go somewhere and be relevant, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I got Brevin Jordan, the second string tight end for Houston. Now, I know Dalton Schultz will probably do all right, but, like, their first string is barely rosterable. So why in the hell do I want their second string? Like, yeah, there's some players on there that I'm going to be dropping and kind of making a push for some of the rookies. Make some room for them on my team.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, this one's interesting. The other dynasty I'm in, you have taxi spots. Yeah, it's called your taxi squad. Mm-hmm. It's like a practice squad where all your rookies can sit in that. This one does not have
I was going to say, this is just bench spots.
Yeah,
so
you're going to have to clear bench spots for the guys you just drafted, too.
Mm-hmm. And I know we talk about dynasty because it's easy to say, like, hey, these are dynasty potentials. That's easy to talk about. It's easy to realize who could have the potential, who would be good to have. But actually managing that big of a roster and like looking at it, it's a little overwhelming to me. It's like, oh my God.
Well,
but anyway, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be new for me because I've never done a true dynasty before.
And you wanted to get into different leagues and
I did.
More
and this is the
types.
Year for that, apparently. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I drafted Rashee Rice.
Yes.
And then I thought about it afterwards because I always overanalyze after the fact. Like, I felt good about him. I think he's going to be talented.
Yeah.
He's playing with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Who can make anyone look good.
Right. Yeah.
And then I thought about the fact that I was staying away from Chiefs wide receivers this year, especially because they share so much. But maybe Rashee Rice is really good and they trade him. And then he goes somewhere and... No.
They're not going to trade their rookie.
Not now, but...
Oh, I see. I get what you're saying.
Not now. I'm saying future.
Okay.
You draft your rookies for the future.
Right, right. Yeah, no,
You know what I mean? Like, they had Juju for 1 year.
Right. They have MVS for one more year. Mm-hmm. They have Richie James for a year. Kadarius Toney for another year.
Yeah,
I think,
and they got they had Mecole. Oh, was he there 2 years?
I think he was there a couple years, but he's gone.
But they are just rotating through these receivers, and they're going elsewhere, and where they might be, I wouldn't say more relevant on the team, but more relevant for fantasy points.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I think Juju's going to be more relevant this year. We're going to talk about him today.
And I'm going to argue that, but before we do, let's give a shout out to our sponsor. That sponsor is Edge Boost. This episode is supported by Edge Boost, and Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with an increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. Double down on your favorite bet you like or even use to create an awesome middle or even hedge. Ugh, we don't like hedges here. We let it ride. Edge Boost isn't some sleazy loan shark. You get zero interest. That's right, zero interest. Do you know of a way you can access more money to place on your favorite bets without paying interest? I don't think so. Go check it out. If you're like, I don't understand this. What's going on? Just go check it out. Trust me, you are going to like it. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Of course, you must be 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, Justin, you said you're going to argue with me.
Yeah.
You went into your ad read and then I was like, I'm second guessing what I just said, but they have Juju and Devontae Parker.
Let's save it till when we get there.
Well, now I'm like, really need to know your argument here. Okay.
We'll get there. Let's start with the Bills.
Yes.
We have our list of teams here and Bills is at the top of it.
Yes. You're like, let's stick to the order we said we'd talk about these teams. Okay. Yeah, we've gone on a tangent already. And not to like throw you out there, but you are still battling allergies.
I know.
Bad. You sound so congested.
Yeah.
I think I'm congested too. I probably sound just as awful.
My eyes are on fire. They have been all day, even using allergy drops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bad this time of year. The tree pollen's very high. The grass pollen is high. Pollen is high.
We spent our entire weekend outside.
Digging in the grass, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been digging in the grass more these past couple days, I feel like, than I have my whole life. Anyways.
Okay. Bills.
Quarterback.
Josh Allen. He was the second-ranked quarterback last fantasy season. He ended the season with 412.2 points. He had 11 top five finishes.
Out of 17.
17. And two top 10.
Yes.
On top of that.
And one game only played the first quarter, that Bills-Bengals game. Mm-hmm. So that almost doesn't even count.
So let's just say 16 games. Of 16 games, 13 he top 10.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yep. He is the man.
He is currently valued at $35, which is high for a quarterback.
It is. I don't think I could do $35.
I can't do $35. I never have it in my budget to do $35 for a quarterback. Is he worth it, Justin?
I don't know. 412.2 points. That's more points than anybody I think we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
At any position. So if you think about it, spreading that out over the six, well, you don't even play that many weeks of fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think,
you know, like it gives
I'm thinking
you
about it. Like it is, if you strategize correctly and you really plan, if you're going to do that, you really have to plan.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like you really have to plan out mm-hmm. where your money is going to go and you have to stick to your max per position.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, let's say your RB2s and your wide receiver 2s, I mean, they are all roughly the same unless mm-hmm. you get lucky. And some will hit and miss on different weeks or whatever. But if you think about your tight end argument, get an elite tight end because it gives you an advantage mm-hmm. over, well, he's an elite quarterback that would probably give you an advantage over any team you play except a team with Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot to weigh when you think about it.
It is. So is he worth it in the right circumstance? Yes.
Yeah.
Can anyone just spend $35 on a quarterback? No. But he's too high for me. That's so high for me. And that's not how I don't do that for my quarterbacks because right. you can get value out of the rest of your top 10. Not like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you can get enough.
Sure.
But then you're going to be spending a lot more. You're going to be spending a lot more on a different position. But anyway, he's an amazing quarterback. I think we talked about him a lot last year, just being.
Your grandma really likes him. Your grandma.
I thought you said my grandma. My gram.
It's the.
I thought you were talking about. I thought you were about to correct me, like my grammar.
No, no.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? That doesn't even sound.
That was my plugged nose. Sorry. Your grandma.
My grandma.
Yeah,
yes, grandma Jan. Grandma. Loves Josh Allen.
Yes. She likes Patrick Mahomes too, but she loves Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. They made some changes at running back. Devin Singletary, who was there for quite a while, no longer there. I'm assuming the rookie from last year, James Cook, is going to be their starter.
We will see. He was ranked 44th, only 97 fantasy points, no top five finishes, but he is valued at $15.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting to me because there have been, I mean, when he was drafted, it was like, can he be an every down back? Or is he just kind of your change of pace back? So I'm really interested because they got another guy in the free agency who was the starting running back for the Patriots until Ramondre Stevenson came.
And that's Damian Harris.
Yeah.
But he was ranked even, like, he was ranked 48th out of running backs last year.
But he missed six games.
That is true.
Yeah.
He finished the season with 82.4 fantasy points. He did have one top five finish.
Yeah. And
in there. He's only ranked. He's only valued at a dollar.
Yeah. And so if I'm looking at this, I think I'd rather spend a dollar on Damian Harris than 15 on James Cook. I think Harris has some upside.
He's definitely going to finish higher than 48th, I think.
Yeah.
They also brought in Latavius Murray and Naheem Hines.
Yeah, Naheem Hines returned. They got him in a trade last year for the Colts. It was weird they traded him for, who was it? Zach Moss.
Yes.
Zach Moss. That was it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about their wide receivers because they have some studs, and adding DeAndre Hopkins would create quite the trio.
It would. However, this team.
It would kind of drag the value of all of them down.
Yeah, so they, Stephon Diggs, let's just start with the top. Stephon Diggs, he was ranked 4th out of wide receivers last year.
He's a stud.
He is a stud, but when you have Josh Allen throwing to you, somebody on this team is going to be, you can't have that much of an elite quarterback and not have somebody on the team who's way up there. So it's Stephon Diggs. He finished the season with 266.2 fantasy points. He had three top five finishes. He's valued at $40.
Which is a lot, but I feel like he's worth it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with that.
It is tough, though, if you want to stack.
You can't. Allen, I don't know how you stack that. That's
$75 for two players.
That's a lot.
But two top five players.
Mm-hmm. They also have Gabe Davis, who finished 27th. Why are you laughing?
So last year, I was on this Gabe Davis kick, and I got outbid in almost every league. He went over $20. And I remember the one league, it was up to like 25. And I was like, I can't pay that for Gabe Davis. I really want him, but I can't pay it. And so I just dropped out. And I finished that draft with $42 extra. So then it's like, what in the hell was I doing? Like, I could have afforded him, obviously.
That's... You were doing it wrong. You don't want to save money.
I know.
It goes nowhere if you save it.
I just kept thinking, I'm not paying that for this guy or that guy. And then it's like, pretty soon, it's like, wait a minute. I'm not going to be able to pay for anybody. Like, just going to pay a dollar for these leftover bums. Anyways, tell me about Gabe Davis.
All right. Finished with 147.6 fantasy points. He did miss two games. He had one top five finish. I already said he was ranked 27th. And he's only valued at a dollar.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That doesn't make sense.
They think he's going to take a step back,
unless they already knew they were getting DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I was going to say unless they think that the rookie tight end is going to take more targets away.
Possibly, they also have Khalil Shakir.
Yes, rookie last year out of Boise State. He didn't play a whole lot, but he is there.
Let's talk about these tight ends. Dawson Knox ranked 14th out of tight ends last year, finished the season with 111.7 points, also missed two games.
See, that surprises me. I thought he had a down year, but 14th really isn't that bad. It's just worse than he had the previous year.
It's not that bad, but it's not an elite tight end.
No, no. The year before that, he was 8th or 9th. I feel like I remember us talking about it.
Backslid a little. He had two top five finishes and three others in the top 10. He is valued at a dollar. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I started seeing what I thought was a decline last year. Mm-hmm. They stopped using him as much. I mean, if you look at it, he had five in the top 10, five finishes in the top 10 out of 17 games, but still only ranked 14th. Mm-hmm. That means he had a lot of games that were poo-poo.
Okay, John. Justin.
Have I been hanging out with the little kids too much?
Apparently. Actually, I would have just said shit, but Toby that's would fine. Have
said poopta. They were poopta. She's three, and she thinks poopta is the funniest word. Anyways, and they brought in this rookie that they're very high on. They drafted
Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, they made a trade to move up in the draft and drafted him in the first round. To me, that's a guy they want on the field ASAP.
Yes. Stats from last year for Dalton. He had 70 receptions for 890 yards and 8 touchdowns, valued at a dollar.
Yeah, if I'm going after anybody, it's him.
Over Dawson Knox.
Yes.
All right, you said it.
And we're going to step away one more time to give a shout out to a contest we have going. We've got two more free contests for the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals and are exclusively on the SGPN app. There's series props and games props. $100 SGPN gift card up for grabs for each contest. Download the SGPN app and enter today.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You gonna get entered?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about the Jets.
Do we have to?
We have to. Yeah. They are part Who's of the...
their shiny, okay. new, or more like rusted old quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Still injured, Aaron Rodgers?
I haven't heard an update.
I didn't check. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway... he was ranked 13th out of quarterbacks last year, finished with 251.2 fantasy points, no top five finishes, valued at a dollar, and I think that's pretty accurate. At least I'm not targeting Aaron Rodgers.
No, even though it seems like he's trying to throw together this super team.
Well, okay, so there are rumors. Would you draft him if DeAndre Hopkins goes to the Jets?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, like... it's interesting how they brought in these players he wanted and everything, and it really does feel NBA-ish. The NBA does that a lot. Like, their star player goes, mm-hmm. oh, I want you to bring in this guy and this guy, and they do it. And it's just these divas, these overpaid divas. And I feel like that's the path we're headed down in football here. But I don't know. He's got talented pass catchers, and if you mm-hmm. add DeAndre Hopkins, there's a lot of pass catchers there. But... I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. He's going to be injured anyways.
Well, he has to be injured. Think about it this way. He has to be injured.
35% of the
yes,
time.
Thank you. I couldn't do the math. Because if he plays 65% of the games for them,
If he plays more than 65%, that second round
no,
pick.
No, it's 65%. Not more than.
Okay.
He plays 65.0% of those games. They give up their first rounder next year.
Yeah, that second round becomes a first round.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, think about that, and there will be some strategy. I feel like they're gonna find a way to... if they're going to do well, they'll find a way to do well with him missing that amount of time. So I don't know.
I think the NFL script writers are going to make it so that they're doing poorly and he comes back and leads them on this historic comeback to squeeze into the playoffs.
If you want him, you want him for the end of your season.
I guess.
Anyway, let's talk about their running backs. Breece Hall, who only played 7 games last season. He finished with 105.6 fantasy points, 1 top 5 finish. He ended, because of that, ended 42nd for running backs, but he's valued at $38.
42nd with just 7 games is impressive to me. Well, there's 32 starting running backs.
Yes.
So the fact that he only played 7 games and still finished 42nd is very impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very high on Breece Hall. I would easily pay this $38.
He is somebody I just inherited on my Dynasty League.
He is, yeah. Inherited.
Inherited. I inherited
adopted.
Him.
You adopted your orphans. Yeah.
But they also have a slew of other running backs, including Michael Carter, Zonovan Knight, and Ricky Israel. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Abanaconda.
Thank you.
It's like he's from Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wakanda Abanaconda. Okay.
Rest in peace, Chad, whatever his name was. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. Do you remember?
I can't think of it either. It's slipping my mind.
Black Panther. We'll just say Black and Panther.
Okay. Let's move on to these wide receivers. Wait, did we talk?
Well, I said I'm all in on the $38. Are you?
Yes.
He would never go that in our league because he played at Iowa State.
He would go
People
higher.
People will bid higher for him.
Wide receivers, Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Who was ranked 19th of wide receivers last season. Finished with 174.2 fantasy points. One top five finish. He's valued at $26.
Now, this is a guy, here's a guy, as Chris Collinsworth would say, that $26 seems like a lot, but I'm kind of interested in because he finished 19th, right,
mm-hmm.
with Zach Wilson throwing the ball and Mike White at some parts of the season throwing the ball to him. And as much as I dislike Aaron Rodgers, he is better than those two by quite
yeah.
a bit.
But do you think, okay, Aaron Rodgers' list. Well, I guess Alan Lazard happened before Aaron Rodgers.
But it was on his list.
Was on his list.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. So the Jets did pick up Alan Lazard. They also picked up Randall Cobb.
Yes.
Mecole Hardman came over from the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Davis.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is so many wide receivers on this
there
roster.
Are. Yeah. But I think Garrett Wilson is one of those guys that he's a stud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to succeed either way. My only concern there is it's only his sophomore year. He was a rookie last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Rodgers gets frustrated with young receivers.
Yes.
So,
and Rodgers has all of the name, like Lazard, and I'm not saying Cobb is going to do anything, but has Randall Cobb by his side,
the
as usual.
On the Cobb.
Mecole Hardman had a good season last season. There's just a lot of options on this team.
Yeah.
So Alan Lazard was ranked 33 mm-hmm. out of wide receivers last season. Finished with 144.8 points, but he missed 2 games. He had no top 5 finishes. He is valued at $1.
And he's going to be a wide receiver too.
I think he's worth that dollar.
Agreed.
Because Rodgers loves him.
Yeah. 5 and under. 5 and under.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd go more than 5 because I think this will be Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall's show. But, you know.
Who knows what Rodgers is going to do with his team, though?
Yeah. Rodgers might go on some darkness retreat or take
no,
them all
but
to
he,
smoke.
He has drama around him. He doesn't get along. I don't feel like he gets along with people well.
His family has hated him for years. Okay. What gave that away?
So, like, what if there's drama? I just feel like we're just going to have to pay attention to this Jets
team. He's walking drama.
Yeah.
Who do they got at tight end?
Tyler Conklin, was ranked 16th out of tight ends last season. So, somebody in your league is going to have him.
Yeah.
He ended the season with 102.5 fantasy points, 2 top 5 finishes. Valued at $1.
He had some surprising games. We gave him out. I remember giving him out on the waiver show because he just out of nowhere started having some really good consistent games. So that's somebody for a tight end to keep an eye on, I would mm-hmm. say. But, I mean, for $1, I would pick him up to be kind of a backup plan, you know, or mm-hmm. a bye week fill in. But I don't think he becomes elite tight end status just because Rodgers is there. Rodgers isn't really known for feeding tight ends
no,
very much.
No, no.
I can't think of
a Packers tight end that was
right
super relevant.
Yeah. No, I mean, some
well,
have had...
Tanyan.
Bobby Tanyan was, I mean, hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
But he was never like, oh, top 10.
He was
10
never
elite.
Tight
end. Right. Yeah.
When it comes to tight ends, it matters to be elite.
Yeah, yeah.
To be relevant.
You should all know Miranda loves her elite tight ends.
It matters. All right, moving on to Patriots. At quarterback.
Let's get into this.
Yes, let's do, because we're going to throw some punches here. At quarterback, they have Mac Jones, who was ranked 23rd out of quarterbacks last year, finished with 181.1 fantasy points. He did miss three games. He had no top five finishes for the games he was playing in, and he's valued at a dollar.
Yeah, Trash Jones is what I'm going to call him.
I'm not high on the Patriots.
I have zero interest in Mac Jones.
Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't even want him in a super flex. It'd be like, no, there's got to be somebody better out there.
Okay. At running back, Ramondre Stevenson.
Now, here's a guy who I feel like,
because they have Mac Jones,
is the one relevant player.
Yeah. Ranked 11th out of running backs last season. He ended the season with 214.6 fantasy points, two top five finishes. He's valued at $38. They did pick up James Robinson this offseason.
Yeah. And I think he will spell him from time to time, but I think this is Stevenson's backfield. That's why they let Damian Harris walk. $38 seems like a lot, though. On a team that I don't think is going to have a ton of other options, like, the defenses could key in on him. You know, I don't think it's going to be a successful offense. I could see him getting yards, but if they're always playing from behind, he might not be all that great.
Look at last season, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I was going to say $38 for a running back that's just outside the top 10 if he stays that way.
Right.
Because it's not like this offense has changed significantly.
Yeah. Look, all I'm saying is if it's $38 for Breece Hall or $38 for Ramondre Stevenson,
you're
going to
go for Breece Hall.
I'm going for Breece Hall.
I think that's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about these wide receivers.
All right. That's what you've been itching to get to.
Yeah.
So they have picked up Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yep.
Who was ranked 29th out of wide receivers last year. He finished with 146.3 fantasy points, one top five finish, valued at $3, which I feel is a little low.
I feel it's a little high.
Ish. I don't know.
Don't backtrack. You can argue with
me. Well, because it's Mac Jones, but it's still...
That's exactly it. He was ranked 29th with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes had many weapons.
No. Hold on.
Had too many targets.
This was his top receiver. Hang on. Besides Travis Kelce. Hang on, though. In a very pass-happy offense. Mm-hmm. Now he goes into a run-heavy offense. Quarterbacked by Patrick Jones. Trash Jones. I don't see him getting anywhere near 29th
Hold
again.
Hold on.
I think he...
Hold on.
We're going to make a bet. But
no, wait.
Yeah.
Juju, yes. Was he the top wide receiver on the Chiefs?
Yes.
I'm not asking you.
Travis Kelce. But
I'm not asking you. I'm saying yes. This is a rhetorical question. I don't need you to answer.
But also, too, the answer is yes.
No.
Shout out to Nick Fortune. Anyways, go on.
But there were too many options. There are not too many options on the Patriots.
It won't matter. Mac Jones ain't going to be able to get it to him. He's going to finish.
I know, it won't.
Worse
okay,
than
40th. I think I agree with you, but I don't want to say that I agree with you now.
So you're not going to make a bet that he'll finish worse than 40th?
He's going to finish. No, he's not going to finish. Yes, he's going to finish worse than 40th.
Okay. All right.
Let's do 50th.
No, I think 40th. I think he's going to slot right in like the 44 to 46 range.
45.
Oh, that would fall in that range, yes. Thank you for stealing my answer. They also have Devontae.
There's no way with Mac Jones is he going to be 29th.
Right.
Even if, well, no. I need to think about this.
You think about it. I'm going to talk about Devontae Parker.
Yeah, let's just talk about Devontae. It doesn't matter. This is the Patriots. It doesn't matter. Devontae Parker was ranked 65th among wide receivers last season. Ended with 87.4 fantasy points, but he missed four games. He did have one top five finish. He's ranked at a dollar.
That top five finish, I looked it up, was the last week of the NFL season, so it mattered little to your fantasy football team, as well as some of those better teams had benched their starters. But I just thought that was interesting because I was like, wait a minute. Devontae Parker had a top five finish? Are you kidding me?
When it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not paying $3 for Juju, so I'm not going to pay a dollar for Devontae Parker, no. to be honest.
And they have, I mean, other wide receivers, I don't even know if it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, I mean, Tyquan Thornton was their rookie out of Baylor last year. They got Kendrick Bourne, and they drafted Kayshon Booty.
Booty.
Good, fun last name.
That would
name.
Be a, another thing Toby would laugh at.
Yes, yeah, Kayshon Booty, the rookie. But, yeah, I just, I, well, if Mac Jones is the quarterback, I don't see how they're going to succeed. Now, this completely changes if they start Bailey Zappe. I don't know if you remember, but last year the Bears creamed the Patriots. They didn't cream many teams, but they did cream the Patriots. And mid-game, they pulled Mac Jones and put Bailey Zappe in. He's out of Western Kentucky. And then he started the next game, too, but then they decided to go back to Mac Jones for some reason. I don't know. Bailey Zappe, I think, has a lot more upside. I don't think he's some star quarterback, but I just think he has more upside. So that might change my answer a little bit on some of these guys. Just wanted to throw that out there. But if it's Trice Jones, I'm out.
Let's talk about the Patriots tight ends.
Yes, let's.
Hunter Henry.
Yes. Still there.
He is. Finished 21. That hurts.
Yes.
21 out of tight ends last season with 83.4 fantasy points. He did have two top five finishes. He's valued at a dollar, which is accurate. They have Mike Gesicki, who was ranked 23rd out of tight ends, 82.2 fantasy points. Also, two top five finishes.
Mike Gesicki's ranked a dollar. Interesting guy if it wasn't Mac Jones, a quarterback, because that's a guy that he was getting close to being a top 10 tight end for the Dolphins up until last year. He kind of fell off the radar, doesn't fit the scheme that the Dolphins run, et cetera. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm still out on both of them. You too?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am.
Speaking of Dolphins, they're next.
Yes, let's talk about these Dolphins.
The Distiller's favorite team, the Distiller we're going to be talking to.
And I liked the Dolphins last year.
I know you did. Mm-hmm. I was a Tua doubter. Still a little bit of a Tua doubter. But, I mean, it is amazing that you can take a quarterback who I feel is mediocre, build a really solid line, and give him the fastest players in football, and he has success. I mean,
yes. It's not all about just one player.
Right.
Always, I guess.
You build around one player, whether they're mediocre or good, that they will look better.
So, Tua Tagovailoa. He was ranked 15th out of quarterbacks last year, finished with 238.9 fantasy points. He would have finished higher, possibly ranked higher, but he missed 4 weeks due to concussions.
Yeah, the only active player to be diagnosed with CTE. Just kidding. That didn't happen, but it seems like it's close. He considered retirement in the offseason because of it.
It's scary. It's scary. He had four top five finishes. He's valued at $8. I think that his concussion history is a concern.
Yeah.
He clearly gets knocked around.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly something is, I mean, I don't know what makes the difference between a guy that takes a lot of hits and doesn't get concussed and one that does. But it does seem there are some players that, when they get a bad concussion, then it becomes a pattern. And if he gets another one this year, I think he's done.
I do too. It's scary.
Yeah.
I want him to stay healthy. I hope he stays healthy and not for fantasy football purposes.
Right.
Because that's scary. It's really scary because he can't get another concussion.
Right. And as much as I shit on Tua Tagovailoa for his, what I feel is mediocre quarterback play, from everything I've heard and read, he's a very good person off the field. Mm-hmm. So, by all means, I agree. I don't want him to be injured. I hope he gets to continue to play football and live out his dream and all that, yada, yada.
So,
$8
might be... Would you spend $8? Because if he is healthy,
yeah,
he's a great quarterback to have.
I agree. If he's healthy and stays healthy, he's got a lot of weapons. Especially
in a super flex.
Yeah. Especially in a super flex. I mean, I would have to at least consider $8.
Mm-hmm. I don't...
Are you too worried about the injuries?
Kind of, yeah. Because I think it is a real possibility. Because he basically can't take a hit this season.
Yeah. Not to the head, at least.
No, but... He's gonna. Mm-hmm. I just feel like... Unfortunately, I feel like it's inevitable. At some point, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
For running backs, they have Raheem Mostert, who was ranked 26th among running backs last season. Finished with 152.8 points. He did miss one game. He had no top five finishes. He's valued at $1.
Yeah. It's funny to me. They have Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, mm-hmm. both former 49ers. I mean, this is the old 49ers running back room. That just it makes me laugh. They're both often injured, too. They get injured a lot. Now, he only missed one game, but he's known for getting injured.
Jeff Wilson missed two games.
Also known for getting injured.
Ranked 29th out of running backs. He finished last season with 147.5 fantasy points. Again, no top five finishes and is valued at $1.
So if I'm picking between these two, I think I'm going Mostert. I like Mostert's talent. I think he's very good. He just has the durability issues. But if I'm picking any of their run backs, it's their rookie.
I was going to say, their rookie.
Yes, Devin Achane. I think he has an opportunity to see the field earlier than people probably think, and maybe not because of injuries. No offense to Raheem Mostert or Jeff Wilson. I just think Devin Achane could become more of a complete back for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a super speedy guy, and we have seen that they love getting the ball in the hands of speedy guys.
They sure do. Last year in college, he had 196 carries, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, and he also caught 36 passes for 196 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns, valued at $1.
Yeah, I'd take it. I mean, yeah, this might be the fastest team. I know we haven't talked about the wide receivers yet, but unless you've been under a rock, you know they have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who are both known for their speed. Now adding Devin Achane, this might be the fastest team in football right now.
And at wide receivers, they have two top 10 wide receivers on this team.
They do.
Tyreek Hill, my guy. He's one of my guys, whoa, Justin.
Oh, I'm telling Jamal Williams.
No, Jamal Williams is my running back. No. Tyreek Hill ranked third among wide receivers last season. Finished with 281.7 points. He had 6 top 5 finishes. Valued at $48, it's valid.
It's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of cash, but you're going to have to spend it to get Tyreek Hill. So I think that there are certain players that whatever they're valued at, yes, yeah, for those high dollars, and he is one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't see him. He's going to be a top 10. I don't see him falling from top 10.
In a redraft league, I might do it. In a dynasty or keeper at that price, I would not. He has stated he will retire at the end of his contract, which I believe is up at the end of next year. So you're not getting a long-term value on him. I don't know if I would in a redraft. I think I would rather target Waddle for half the price.
Who finished 7th among wide receivers last season with 221.7. Look at that, though. That's 60 points different.
Yeah, I get that.
He had 3 top 5 finishes. He's valued at $24. Also worth that.
Yeah, no, I agree. He is worth that. 48 is just high for me. Mm-hmm. But
drop 4 ranking, like just 4 spots.
Yeah.
And to be points. Valued that different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. That is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, they have Cedric Wilson, too. Do you remember Robbie Anderson that played for the Panthers?
Yes.
He's now Robbie Chosen. He changed his last name. Oh,
I heard about that.
Like, what? Chosen for what? Not to stay healthy and play a full 17 games. And they have Braxton Berrios, who is a guy that had some ups and downs with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
this is a fast team. I mean, even when you get into Cedric Wilson, Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, and Braxton Berrios, those are speedy guys too. Fast team.
Now let's talk about tight ends, because they did have Gesicki last year, which I said, I believe we just said he finished 23rd.
Yeah.
And even having all that talent on the team, Gesicki didn't, he wasn't up there for tight ends on this team last season.
Definitely didn't fit that scheme, I don't think.
No. And playing behind him was Jerm Smith. Mm-hmm. He was ranked 53 among tight ends, so he wasn't rostered anywhere. Probably not. Shouldn't have been. I mean, I'm not going to speak for everybody. But he finished the season with 32.5 fantasy points. He did miss four games. No top five finishes. Valued at a dollar.
Yeah, I'll just pass on him. I don't think he's going to be a top, let's say, 15 tight end. So it's not worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think worth the drafting. No, we're seeing how he does. And if he's something, get him on the waivers.
Yeah, he might be somebody that we're talking about after week one or two, because he's mm-hmm. does look like he fits better than Gesicki did and is looking good. But that's what I would wait for sure.
Yes.
So that's all of the teams, not all the players, but all the top players mm-hmm. that you're probably going to be drafting. Let's move into our quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, best. Who is your top quarterback?
I don't even think this warrants discussion.
I agree.
It is Josh Allen all the way.
Yep, agreed.
If you're lucky enough to get Josh Allen, if you can work that into your budget, if you're in an auction league, by all means.
I was worried you were going to say Aaron Rodgers. who's your top running back or backs? You can give two if you would like.
I'll
let you do it.
I'm going to throw two names out there.
All right.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Uh-huh.
And I'm liking Breece Hall. I don't know how he's going to do. Why are you bugging out?
Who are you going to say then?
Who am I going to say?
I thought you were getting ready to say that's not your second name. I thought you were going to be like, I like Breece Hall.
No, it is my second name. Oh, okay. I also think, like you said, just got done talking about the running backs on the Dolphins. I don't think you can go wrong with Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose too much. I think he's going to split too much time.
You think
so? That's my concern.
Especially with their rookie coming in?
Yeah, I mean, he did it last year without Devin Achane there. You know, he split time.
Yeah.
And finished 26th.
So
I think
then,
he's
going to
go down from there.
Yes, but my top then, like I said, Ramondre Stevenson and Breece Hall.
Yeah, so my top is Breece Hall. Second would probably be Ramondre Stevenson, but with a very powerful offense, keep an eye on Damian Harris, mm-hmm. I would say. Wide receivers. You going to pick two from the same team?
Well, I'm definitely picking Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis looks great. Stephon Diggs looks good, but I am definitely going with Tyreek Hill, too. So there's my two, Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill.
Gosh,
no surprise.
I, for some reason, thought you were going to go Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I'm with you there. I think those are definitely your top two.
Oh, well, Jaylen Waddle, I don't know.
No, I think Tyreek Hill.
You got to have Diggs, too, though.
Yeah, I think Hill and Diggs is the correct answer. I mean,
the correct answer.
Yeah.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, well,
that's who I'm going with.
I'm letting you know which is correct. No. But yeah, I mean, I could see why you would make a case for Waddle. I could see people making a case for Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now that he has a better quarterback, he finished 19th with shitty quarterbacks. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting. Top tight end. Not a lot to choose from, I don't feel like.
No, there's not. Gosh, I'm going to have to go with Knox or Kincaid. It's going to have to be
a Bills tight end
because I'm staying away from the Jets because Rodgers has never had that chemistry with the tight end, mm-hmm. like reliable for fantasy points. And I don't see it on the Jets with
Tyler Conklin.
I want to keep saying Tonyan. I don't know why. No, with Conklin. And
Bobby Tonyan is now a Bear.
He is. But for a while.
Yeah.
I don't see it with Gesicki and not relevant enough with Gesicki and Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
And again, I don't know what Durham Smith is going to do. So maybe he does. Maybe he's a waiver.
Durham.
What did I say?
You said Durham.
I said Durham.
You said Durham Smith. I said Durham.
Durham. Whatever. Justin, it's late. It's been a long day. I'm exhausted from this weekend.
I don't want any of these tight ends.
No, I don't.
But if I'm drafting one, it's Dalton Kincaid.
Okay. There you go. But if you had to target, we aren't saying.
I just said if I have to target one, Dalton Kincaid. I think Knox is on the downcline and Kincaid's on the rise now. He's the new kid in town.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. So, again, no whiskey today, but we're going to be giving more of a history and a background of Keeper's Heart Thursday.
When we interviewed distiller Kate Douglas. Yeah. I'm really excited for it. I love when we get to do these interviews during, I love the weeks where we can just release a football episode, we've been doing Whiskey Wednesday. It's going to be Thirsty Thursday this time.
Yep. We do it when we can, when the distiller can, basically. So, but yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I like it even more when they also like the NFL, so we can pull both of those
things. And she plays fantasy football. I don't even have to ask her. She plays fantasy football.
Exactly. Yeah. So that'll be fun. So we got a contest that is ending in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Yeah. So you have tonight and tomorrow.
Yes. And just as a reminder, that is our giveaway. You can get an old-fashioned football t-shirt of your choosing from the SGPN merch store.
Yeah.
And two handshakes of any whiskey that we have reviewed on our podcast. I will give you that full list. So two handshakes from our bar.
Which we're adding two more on Thursday.
Yes, you could choose from Keeper's Heart.
Yes.
I'm going to put that in there, even though Thursday is technically June 1st.
True, I didn't think about that.
I will throw in the Keeper's Heart because we will be doing a tasting of their Irish and American whiskey.
Yeah.
And their Irish and bourbon.
Yep. And that's, we'll have to see if we're going to announce it on 6-1 or just our next fantasy football episode.
It'll be the next football episode.
Okay. She has spoken.
So we'll accept, even if you give us a review on 6-1, we will throw your name in. So to enter the drawing, follow us on Twitter at oldfashionedfb, subscribe to us on your listening platform, and leave us a review, whether that is a Spotify review or an Apple Podcast review. If you are leaving a star rating only, and those will not show us your name, so you need to DM us to let us know you did that with a screenshot of your review, so that we can, or of your rating, so that we can include you in the drawing. Otherwise, we don't know who you are, and this is happening. We are seeing reviews where people aren't leaving their names, so we cannot.
A lot of them.
We can't add you if we don't know who you are, and we want to give you the opportunity to win a free T-shirt and two handshakes of whiskey.
Also, short rant. I'll keep it short here, but if you leave a review that doesn't even have anything to do with our fucking show, I am not putting you in the goddamn drawing.
No,
we got two reviews.
We did. I forgot about this until you just said it. We got two reviews that were clearly
they were nice reviews.
They were nice reviews, but had nothing to do with our show.
No, they thought old-fashioned football, we were talking about the history
of NFL football, and I love to bring you history on distillers and the whiskey that we try, but I'm not bringing you NFL history. I'm sorry, folks. So it was just clear by reading the reviews. Like you said, they were very nice reviews.
Yeah.
However, it has nothing to do with our show. So anyone who looks up, I am somebody who looks at reviews for a podcast if I'm thinking about listening. Those are the two recent, one of the two recent reviews. Yeah. And if I was looking at that, I would have no idea that we were a fantasy football podcast that reviews whiskey.
Right. Yeah. No, I think one or two things happened. Either we got confused with another show. For somehow.
How do you do that though?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Or their buddy was like, oh, hey, I'm listening to this show, and if you leave a review, you get free whiskey. And they just looked it up and just made assumptions without asking questions. Those are my two guesses.
It happened at the exact same time, though.
Yeah, like, I think it's the same person doing it. They just have different accounts.
And it was very similar reviews, yeah, but very different wording. It was right. The same, like, history of the NFL. Amazing, like,
yeah,
information.
Ridiculous is what it was.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what is happening? So anyway,
you're disqualified, whoever you are.
You clearly don't listen to us.
Right. So that's why, I even if they were listening, I would trash them for leaving a faulty review. We have a contest in June, mm-hmm, that is going to be sponsored by Ace Spirits, which is a place up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
That you can buy alcohol. Check them out. It's sponsored by them and Better Edge. This is going to be a little bit different because you're going to have to answer poll questions on Better Edge. So it'll be a little bit different. They'll keep track of who is winning and who wins at the end. We'll figure out a tiebreaker. But more info on that next episode. So check that out. And last but not least, we were talking about Edge Boost. My Edge Boost double down play of the day is... Miranda, who do you think's winning this division? Do we agree it's the Bills?
Yeah.
All right. So our double edge, or our Edge Boost double down play of the day is... take the Bills to win the division.
AFC East.
Yep, the AFC East division. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. So if you wanted to put $100 on it, they'll let you put $200 on it with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Miranda, how's your water over there?
I'm actually out of water. It is gone.
So is mine. Going once, going twice.
Sold.
Old-fashioned football.